operational energy, as DOD defines it, is the energy, mostly petroleum, that it uses to train, move, and sustain its forces. In other words, operational energy is most of what the military uses. 70% of DOD's energy use is operational energy, and DOD, in turn, uses about 70% of all the energy the federal government buys and consumes. Sharon Burke, who took office last June, is in charge of keeping track of all that energy and figuring out how to cut the military's tether to traditional fuels. She's the Assistant Secretary for Operational Energy Plans and Programs, an office created by Congress in the 2009 Defense Authorization Bill. She says DOD hopes to have its first operational energy strategy ready to send to Congress by next month. And while she says finding more secure sources of energy has bipartisan, bicameral support on Capitol Hill, the demand for it comes from deployed commanders. She recalled a conversation with a colonel who had just returned from Afghanistan.
The amount of fuel that we use and the kind of fuel that we use has become a constraint on our operations, and it's also putting our forces at risk. People are dying moving fuel around me. Our logistics, our supply line is very vulnerable in this current fight. And it goes beyond that. The energy we use to control the skies, to steam the seas, all of it, that tether is so big now that it's become a liability.
Burke spoke at an Information Technology Industry Council forum on Capitol Hill. She says moving all that petroleum-based fuel around requires a huge force structure in and of itself. Navy oilers, Air Force tankers, and soldiers and Marines to move and protect fuel convoys in contested areas. Add all that up, and in tactical situations, the actual cost of getting fuel where it needs to go in places like Afghanistan can be as high as $10 to $50 a gallon.
You know, I'd say the bottom line is that the Department of Defense's energy use has strategic and tactical consequences and the potential for great strategic advantage. And investments in energy security, and I'm talking about military energy security, will lower the risk to our troops and improve our military effectiveness and reduce our costs.
Then, of course, there's the cost of oil itself. DOD Comptroller Robert Hale told Congress this week that oil prices at $105 to $110 a barrel would cost DOD an extra $1.5 billion this year, and he's not sure where to find that money. Each of the military services are also required to have their own energy strategies, and Burke says they've already developed them. They're also taking action. The Army is using new materials to insulate its tents so it uses less fuel to run generators for heating and cooling. It's also building solar thermal sites at Fort Irwin in Southern California. They'll produce enough clean energy to fully power the base by 2014, with more than 400 megawatts left over to sell to private power companies. The Air Force is undertaking a major fuel efficiency initiative in its Air Mobility Command, the component that flies the military's fuel, personnel, and supplies all over the world. They intend to cut fuel costs by $500 million and have half their fuel come from renewable blends by 2016. Erin Connaughton is Undersecretary of the Air Force. She testified before the Senate Armed Services Committee earlier this week.
The Air Force is the largest consumer of energy in the federal government, and our mobility Air Forces is the largest consumer of energy within the Air Force. And so part of what we've been trying to do is incentivize our commands to be more fuel efficient. And that means being willing to invest some upfront dollars in order to get the payback. But we're also thinking about once they achieve those dollars, how do we help them see that we will then reinvest to get the next level of savings so that you're constantly providing the investment needed to get to the next level in the particular area of energy.
The Navy and Marine Corps are promising energy savings of $566 million in fiscal year 2012 alone. Navy Undersecretary Robert Work.
On shore, for example, we're having steam plants replaced. There's a wide variety of photovoltaic systems, solar energy that we're putting on tops of roofs. On tactical sides, we're putting hull coatings on our ships. Marines who are deploying to Afghanistan are using portable solar cells. All of that takes fewer fuel trucks to bring fuel out to the forward operating bases. We're doing smart voyage planning software so that we can get the most efficient uses. We expect to achieve these savings through true energy efficiencies, not by cutting operations.
Burke says the entire department has come to the realization that it uses more energy than it should, and the trend line has only been going up. She says she thinks DOD is a good place for the country to focus its investments in energy research, not only because it uses so much petroleum, but because most of its missions are not optional, and most of them require energy. To that end, Congress also put her in charge of a new energy innovation fund to be used for research and development and procurement of energy technology. She says she hopes to use that fund to help DOD do a better job of reaching out to industry to cooperatively develop and implement alternative energy. In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.